Oh, Billy.
Yes, we are live. Yes,
we are live. Oh my gosh.
We are kicking it. Cole, kicking it live.
Going live.
This is my first full. We had a couple new backers today. Thank you. Whoever Yay. You are. Thank you very much. We're over a third of the way. We're getting close to the halfway mark with 22 days left to go. I'm not freaking out yet.
You're like 45%.
But I am on the cusp.
You're 22 days to go, 40 backers, 45%. You're like, I mean, you need 200 and change.
Yeah. I just need, I need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
You see somebody go, oh yeah, let me tweet this out.
Tweet it out. Get it out there.
Do what you gotta do. Oh, I got this crazy dog.
Crazy dog. Oh.
Crazy, crazy dog. She won't leave me alone.
There, it's because she loves you.
There you go.
It's time.
Oh, she is. She's totally attacking the cat right now. Arr. See, now she's like, oh, I got nothing to play with. Yeah. But we're getting close. I'm getting a lot of good advice from people, which is great. I did reach out to a bunch of new podcasts. So
yeah, did you book anything?
Fingers crossed. Not yet.
Oh, that's you got to book stuff so you can.
Tell I did book one.
Tell them on the live stream that you're going to be on this podcast so they can listen.
I'm trying. Yeah, I did book one.
Yeah,
that's in October.
Is it the Spoilerverse?
No. Wow, we've done a few of them on. On Spoiler Country.
Oh, Spoiler Country. Okay.
Yeah. Spoilerverse Comics. See, because we start our own little thing there.
Yeah.
I'm pointing to the screen like you can see me.
Yeah. It would be up or down. Yeah.
Over there, I guess.
Oh.
So I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. So, you know, we've done a few things.
Yeah.
We're keeping it going.
You were on the Nerds from the Crypt with the
Nerds from the Crypt. Yeah. That was a fun one.
Yeah. The podcast. Saul
had read my stories had read one of my stories before, which I was surprised. And
yes,
I'll be honest, that made me feel pretty good because he wanted to read more of that story.
And
I told Jenny, I said, "You never told me that people asked for more of that. Could have gave you a bunch more.
You could have, and you will, and you can.
I can. He wants to. He wants to expand on the same story." Like, I should have gave you 6 pages instead of just 3.
You know, he could have, but he made his choice.
He made his choice. He's got to live with it.
Yeah.
Which story was yours out of that anthology?
So my story was the Skinwalker story. So
the
young native ersatz.
Is that the in-between story or the?
So my story. Was supposed to be married up with another story, and that story was pulled from the anthology for some reasons. So I had rewritten something, but we didn't get an artist in time to cap it off. So it's going to end up probably, if we do follow through with that storyline, we'll go through and do it with in the next book if there's
book.
So
yeah,
but it's a follow-on of the kid growing up after the Skinwalker encounter. What he does with that knowledge,
what he does,
yeah,
what it so, be what it do what he does,
yeah, yeah. So you know.
Yeah, so I mean, we're getting closer. I'd be lying if I didn't say it makes me nervous, because it does.
Oh, it should.
You
should be nervous, but you shouldn't be too nervous. You got 22 days.
I know, 22 days. It's been a lot of work, man.
I mean, this is your first time out, and you are 45% where you should be. I mean, think about this. So many people who do a Kickstarter first time out and they don't even get to this point.
Oh, really?
In a week.
I think it's difficult because I'm talking to all these people and they're like, I'm launching tomorrow. And then like 2 days later, they're fully funded and plus 30%. I'm just like, what?
Well, you have to remember too how many of these people that you're talking to, it's not their first, and they understand
the marketing much, but the marketing is a skill set.
Oh yeah,
no, it really is. I have nothing but respect for the people that can grind it out and hustle and make that marketing work, because that's hard to have in your wheelhouse.
I feel like, and I can't stress this enough, when I talk to people that are planning to launch, and this goes for like the Starlight team as well.
Yeah.
When somebody on a team says, "Hey, I want to launch on this date."
Yeah.
All right. So if we're going to do that date, you should be doing all these things beforehand.
Yeah.
And everybody says, I can wait. And by the time you've waited,
it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Because by the time you're booking podcasts and you're like a day to drop.
Oh yeah. That's the hard thing though, because like the booking the podcast was difficult because I had this list of podcasts and like literally 80% of them were gone. You know what I mean? They weren't around anymore.
Yeah, that's why you gotta start early,
finding somebody that has that skill set of getting them. It's hard because I work full time, got a family. It's not, you know, it's everything has to have an importance level on it, you know. And I get home, I got to help Ella with her math, and that's got to come first before I do anything else.
Right.
That's time.
Yeah. You know?
So it's different. Yeah. It's just playing that game, man. It's just juggling those balls.
Yeah. It's doing that. It's also like getting the postable content. If you want to have things in the backup folder, that you know that you can just like post.
If
it's memes, if it's like any of the other stuff, it's like, and you've got good content to throw out there.
We have a ton of content to throw out. It's just difficult. I think one of the hardest things, the hardest piece of advice to get is you have to find your audience. I hated it because it just wasn't sinking in what somebody was saying. Because they were saying you had to find your audience. It wasn't until Travis Gibbs said, "Oh, you need something that says if you like this, then you will like that. Then you will like if you like this, then you will like that or this.
Yeah, right.
If you like this, you like this. If you like that, you will like this. There we go. And so when I did that, when I started thinking about it that way, then now I'm like, okay, I need to find those guys that love supernatural stuff, that love Cthulhu stuff, that love Hellboy, that love Constantine, that love that genre of, you know, I can say a horror book, but not it. I mean, would you classify it as a horror? It's a horror book.
Yeah, it's a horror book. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got a psycho killer in a bunny costume, and you got a monsters from the deep. I mean, those are horror elements to me, but then you got a hard-boiled detective doing detective work. That's
a whole other genre.
Parker business, you know.
Yeah.
that's some interesting aspected stuff. And then you know, you got, like I said, you got the supernatural aspect, which I mean, it could be that's horror adjacent, whatever, you know, however you feel it fits in there. But I feel like it's horror.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's horror. I mean, it definitely has a lot of horror elements. I mean, it's got Lovecraftian themes and it's got deep ones in it. So there's a lot in there. It's, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's fun. So Greg has left the building. Let's see if he comes back. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot going on in this book and I'm hoping people can really gravitate towards it. Let's see. If I bring up here and we go to present and we say, let's share a screen. Yeah, let's share the screen. And let's do this one. Open system settings. Say, where's StreamYard? Oh, there you are. There you are.
I was like, dude, I'm so done with this this whole entire discussion. I was like, man, this is what's going on.
I don't blame you at all. Here we go.
Yeah, I was super sad.
So
just jumped out.
I said, oh, the great goes, we lost him. And yeah. I was like, well, let's just show the screen and show some of the Kickstarter while we're here.
That's what I was looking at the Kickstarter, and then all of a sudden
so we're at $1,355. We have a $3,000 goal. We got 22 days to go. I think we're not in the game.
You're just showing a screen of us talking.
What?
You're showing what I see on here is a screen.
Oh, really?
It's a screen of us and then another screen of you. So I don't think you actually have the screen of the.
You are sharing your entire screen, and it shows this going. Look, I can see my mouse moving on top of it. But you're saying if I go.
What I'm seeing.
To here, you don't see. It doesn't switch over to.
No.
That's hilarious.
Because are you on two screens or one screen?
I'm on two, but I shared the right screen because I can. I now see the mouse moving on the shared screen.
Well, what you're sharing is a frozen screen.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
it's
all right. Hold on.
Funky.
That's still the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Stop screen. All right. Present. Share screen. It's easiest with two monitors, it says.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's definitely not. Yeah. Wise. I'm going to jump out of this thing again. I'm going to go fight the people that put this together.
Mute website notification. Yep. Okay. Oh, allow. Yeah. All right. So now you
what's that?
See my background.
Oh, that's scary.
But you don't see.
He's talking about the horror. The horror. The horror.
Yeah, that's weird. It's not actually showing.
Yeah, it's not actually
showing anything. That is so strange.
So weird.
What do you see there?
Nothing. I just see the background.
Oh. All right.
Let me try.
Edit, stop screen. Why is it not working?
I don't know. It doesn't like you, Kendrick. It doesn't. It said, no, I don't want to share your screen. I don't want to show off your awesome Kickstarter to the people. I don't want them to know how good you're doing or how bad you think you're doing, which you're not doing.
How's that?
Oh, there you go. That's the business.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations. I mean, look at this. $1,355 out of a $3,000 goal.
Yeah.
And we got 40 backers, 22 days to go.
Yeah.
All right. See, you got some cool horror elements going on.
Mm-hmm.
That cover is ridiculous. I wonder if that cover turns people off.
I don't know. I think if people saw... that might be, you would imagine that would be like a cover that they would like, but
yeah,
they also might be a bigger fan of the EC style cover.
Yeah. Which is, I got a 3-page preview.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which looks cool. And then here's the,
that's the one right there. That cover.
Yeah. The variant.
That cover. That's the money.
Is that the one you like? You like that one better than the other one?
I think, I mean, of them all, I personally like that one the best.
Yeah.
That hits me in the feels. Like if I was walking through a thing and I saw both of these covers and they're exactly the same book, but I was like, this is the one I would buy.
Yeah. There's a part of me that I just wanted really to use Cthulhu as a backdrop for horror elements. To be able to use certain things, but there's part of me wishes I didn't use it for marketing. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could flip it around. You still have time. You're only 22 days in. not 22. You got 22 days to go.
Do you know what this is homage to?
You told me before, but tell the people that don't know.
So this is an homage to the first album cover for Iron Maiden, Killers.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has Eddie holding an axe and a bloody hand coming up. It's reversed, but yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Are you looking at Killers right now?
Yeah.
You can see it now, huh?
Yeah.
Once you see it, you're like, oh. Yeah, because Ram goes, I want to draw. Can I do a cover? And I'm like, of course, dude.
No, you can't. Artist no, guy. Man,
you can't do Sorry, a cover. Ram. So he's like, well, what should I do? And I was like, you know what? Here you go. And it instantly clicked. I said, here, do this, but with the Easter Bunny being Eddie. And he was like, oh, I can do an homage. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to do an EC style cover with Terror on the side and all that. Yeah. But this hits all the, I was thinking about making this the prime, the main cover, but Johnny was like, it actually hits all the variants. It doesn't use the logo. It has homages to other art. It has, you know, it hits all the things that what makes a variant,
right.
Different color scheme, different color palette. Everything is different on it.
Right.
Even though in a weird way, it fits more.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But that's what's cool about it.
But look, we got this cool ass enamel pin. Mm-hmm. I think this pin is cool. It's got a lot of detail. It's
super cool.
And then
I like pins, so I'm a sucker for that stuff. All
right, yeah, nice. And then we got the Ron Randall print and the Panotis print and a bunch of rewards. I think I would do some rewards differently. Because we totally like sold out on the matching prints.
Oh yeah.
Like within a day. That was the first thing that went.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Not matching prints. Well, matching cover prints. Or not cover prints. The first 10.
Uh-huh.
So the first 10 is the first 10 off the printing press is what we sold at a different rate, right? A different price. Mm-hmm. And you get an official holographic sticker on the cover that guarantees that your copy is one of the first 10 off the print.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have cover A and cover B, but then we did a matching set where you got cover A and cover B. So you got 2 of 10
mm-hmm.
for cover A and 2 of 10 for cover B. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then we threw some other things in. Boom. Gone.
Gone. Well, I mean, they're limited. So people are like, I want it. They knew that they're only going to get it here.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I'm dinner's ready and I'm letting them know that I am talking for a second.
I just did the math. If we got enough backers to get this $145, there and abouts, not even $200.
Yeah.
You would be over half.
Yeah.
That's, I mean,
we had somebody order a retail bundle yesterday.
Yeah.
Or the other day on Sunday.
Hey, that's good. That's a retailer.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, and I have a couple people that I'm trying to talk with to get, which I think will make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get a couple shout outs, I think they'll make a difference just because of, they have a, they're like a storefront kind of online big spectator site thing.
Gotcha.
So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we can make a difference there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're all right. I think, you know, we got a good team and, got a good origin story, got lots of cool stuff. Now just get out there. If you're watching this, pledge.
You
don't even get smart funds.
Or, I mean, that's true. You don't, because you had a question like that came up. It was like, I don't get paid. I'm not, you know, I gotta wait till payday. You don't have to wait till payday on a Kickstarter. That's the best part is you can pledge. Listen,
if we get funded and you can't pay, I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I won't hold it against you at all.
it's you know, just back it, and if at the last minute, whatever, you know, that happens, well, I guess we deal with that one when it happens. But same point is that the funding doesn't come out until these 22 days run out. Yeah, we're left with. So I mean, you got 22 days to worry, or you know, not worry, but like to, no, but you know,
22 days also to get much bigger.
If you're worried, not you, but I mean, everybody. If you're worried about the money coming out of the bank account, you got 22 days.
Yeah. 22 days.
22 days, and the other thing too is that you know, like right now, it's just about trying to get this over the hump and mm-hmm. get it funded. And once it's funded, that's really what, you know, because you've got this, this is all ready to go. So yep. it's a matter of getting it funded and then everyone gets the books.
I just got the proof back from the letter.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. There's only like, and that's just a couple things that need to get fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a line that makes no sense.
Ah.
That was like, wait, what? Oh, and I think it was just, it was like, I don't know about you, but I think faster than I type.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. No, I'm, yep.
So like, I'll have a sentence, like three words will be missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even reread it and I'll say the words in my head
yeah.
as I'm reading it that are not there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's just, it's in the head, in your head. Yeah. And you're like, I wrote it.
Yeah. I wrote it.
I thought
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is it's gone through, I don't know, 9 or 10 rounds of editing, you know, like literally. And then,
probably everybody saw it and yeah. thought it.
And editors seen it. Editors have, yeah, seen, have yeah. gone through it. Richard Starking's doing the lettering and they have a fine detailer, a graphic guy. And Richard all looking at it, and then the other day we're going through the proof and Johnny and I caught it. I was like, how did I miss this?
And I feel bad because I read it. Bad on me.
Oh, it's just so funny.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, like you've got several people reading this and we're all yep. putting it together. We're putting the line together in our head.
Yep.
Of course, it's just going to come out perfect. Because you write so well.
Yeah.
Ah, see? Yeah,
yes.
The visual storytelling just lends itself too good. And the explanations and the lead ups to this bit of dialogue, it doesn't need to. Maybe that's the thing, is maybe it's not necessary if we're all already putting it together in our head.
Yeah, maybe.
It's almost like Coco Chanel. You don't accessorize, take things off as you're leaving the house, because you know if you turn in the mirror and catch your eye, take it off. You don't need it. Less is more. You know, get rid of those words, dude. Eye,
pull it off.
Yeah, you're muddying up the art.
Yeah.
At this point,
you're muddying up the art. Yeah, dude. How many times have people, you've heard the concept, no more than 25 words on a panel?
Oh yeah, yeah.
How much do you adhere to that, or do you take that gospel?
I take it, considering that's kind of how when I started writing comics, that I was told keep it, and this is like old school,
yeah.
Twitter, keep it to as many characters as you can fit in the tweet. So yeah. It was under 30 at the time, and that's
2008, 2009 Twitter.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So like full on, you know, okay, keep your bubble short. So yeah. Like when I go through and try to like run through other people's stuff, if I'm hitting a bubble that's got, it's too large. Yeah. I'm like, new bubble, break it. Here's new bubble. Your colorist, I'm just going to say, I'm going to throw it out there. John Lee Nonley. When I read through those books, I got to go through and I'm like, new bubble, new bubble, new bubble.
Yeah.
Every, because he just writes very jam packed, but I get there are some points that's the joke, because
you know, yeah,
the joke,
yeah,
that's yeah. the joke. So I just let it go. But
for me, it's hard to do the first draft. I don't confine myself. Just write what you want.
Just write what you want.
Just write what you want. Whatever it is, whatever it is. Hated when someone told me keep it down to 25 words because per panel, 25 words a panel.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, because then I go back, and my big influence in life was Louis Simonson, Chris Claremont, mm-hmm. Walt Simonson. Yeah. They do not have 25 words
oh, no.
per panel. You know, Chris Claremont wrote freaking novels.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, and so it's like, stuff. Wait, what?
It's just giant text walls inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Inside, and some of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And like in all those, in any of the dialogue boxes or boxes that are, you know, there for narration yeah. boxes and stuff. It's like, what? I mean, case in point, Wonder Woman 84 or like yeah. George Perez's Wonder Woman. You read through that and you're like, this is like, if I talked about this with Dan on our podcast, is like,
yeah,
when I was a kid, this is a book I would have just looked at it, but I would have read it because it's so much dialogue, so text heavy.
First sentence, last sentence, first sentence, last sentence, first sentence, last sentence.
It would have been like picking up homework. But as an adult, I can appreciate it because it's very good writing.
Yeah. And it's like Alan Moore's, any of this stuff Alan Moore did in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You I know, mean, it, like Swamp Thing was like
heavy,
heavy stuff. Yeah.
Heavy, heavy on, but heavy, heavy in a sense that it's food heavy, right? You're getting, right. you're getting something that you're going to, once you digest it, you're like, oh yeah, it's a meal for my brain. Yeah. And you feel good after you read it. But as a kid, I wouldn't have read it.
Yeah.
But yeah, as an adult.
Yeah, I liked reading them. I don't know. I loved Chris Claremont, and I loved Perez's run on Wonder Woman. I mean, he basically wrote all of her mythos now.
Yeah.
He basically all repeat mm-hmm. comes from him more than anybody, really. And it, then
it's so good.
Yeah. And like Frank Miller was another wordy person, really. Like you read The Dark Knight Returns. I know some people don't really like
never
that.
Never heard of it.
That yeah, never. That one's it's very much an indie about this really unknown character named Batman. You heard of Batman?
No.
Yeah.
Is he made of bats?
He's
like baseball bats. Is he just like use baseball bats all the time?
He's a weirdo.
Okay.
You know, he's a Spider-Man knockoff.
Underwear on the outside.
Underwear on the outside guy. Yeah.
Okay.
But another wordy book. When I think really,
yeah, no, for sure, it's definitely it. I again, definitely wordy, but it's for some reason that book I can like, you know, like when I was younger, it was like, man, this is so much. It's like homework, but as an adult, it's forgivable.
I think you for know? Me, that particular book, because I remember when they came out.
Uh huh.
Because I'm old enough to remember when they came out, and
yeah.
I remember when the trade paperback, the first trade when it first came out in a trade, I got the trade, and then I wanted to go back and get the single issues because I didn't know what I missed,
mm-hmm.
and I remember just reading it, and it was the art that really put it over for me because it was pretty iconic art.
Oh yeah,
through it, you know, I still see scenes in my head. I read that graphic, that one, and the and then the series Kraven's Last Hunt were the two out of the 80s that I read the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, there's still scenes that I remember seeing, you know what I mean, as I read them. And I don't know, I read both those stories countless times.
Right.
You know, and I know like a lot of people like, oh, that doesn't really define how Batman is or who he is.
It changed the way that stories, like it changed the way that stories were told from that point on.
Yeah.
For either company, any company coming out after that, the indies and other things like that, because it really just broke a mold.
Yeah.
And then also, like you said, with the art and stuff like that, it just showed you can take a super.
It was very cinematic.
Yeah. Just it was cinematic. It. Action-driven movements that flowed through the panels, and you were just your the movements, you're just tracking everything, and it all flowed together so well.
Yeah, it affected me a lot, actually, growing up. It affected me a whole lot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, and then to the point where it bugged me when Johnny, like, I don't think he likes that book because he doesn't like, I think it really comes down to how they portray Superman.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they fight, who would win and all that bullshit. But you know, but for me, it was like, I don't know, man, that book was so visceral. And it was like, I've never read a book that was just so like raw. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I can describe it.
Well, so Tanner, Mike Tanner, we go back and forth all the time. Cause he's like, I don't know why you like Batman. Batman is so boring, so base, so mid. And it's like,
yeah,
obviously we're not reading the same book.
Right.
Or you're like, I don't know what you're doing. You're not looking at it, because everything that you and I, the conversation you and I just had,
yeah,
is what I'm trying to explain to him. Is like, dude, do you not see all this? And
yeah,
he's like, well, it's just like, it's just, I'm like, I get it. You don't like the character, but this story is not
technically
that. I mean, it is you got a very hard-boiled detective making hard-boiled decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
In a very difficult situation. Multiple difficult situations.
Yeah.
You know?
The scene where Joker feeds the poison cotton candy to all the Boy Scouts.
Uh-huh.
That stuck with me for so long. Right? When you see all the dead Boy Scouts around the scene, and that, I can't remember the name of the fat guy him and the Joker are handing out the candy. And then he has that baby doll that's like breathing out poison over the roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. And I love that version of Robin.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I thought she was great.
She was great. I love the goggles, everything about it.
Yeah. I thought it was like the first time for me, because I grew up watching the TV show, that mm-hmm. somebody other than Dick Grayson was actually Robin in the story that I was reading. Cause this was before Jason Todd. Right.
Right.
The death in the family hadn't happened yet, and all this other stuff hadn't happened. So it was the first time seeing somebody else besides Dick Grayson in my mind. I mean, there might have been other Robins, I don't know. But for me, that was the first time.
Yeah. No, this is definitely, when I was in high school and I picked this up, I was like, what? And then
And I just thought she was awesome. She was like such a good character. And it was like, oh, there can be other Robins.
There can be other Robins. And you know why we didn't follow through with more of this Robin.
Well, I think they've done more with her now, right?
Yeah, probably. Now,
my Batman, like, I tried getting back into it in like 2014 and I got some of the stuff, but they have so many freaking titles.
Oh yeah.
It's impossible to keep up.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't. it's too much.
It is a lot. And then you try to jump back, and instead of doing Batman, you're doing other stuff. And I'm like, you know, okay, well, I'll read some Nightwing. I'll read some other stuff, you know, because it's very, you know, it's Batman adjacent, but it's like so much.
It is so much. It's too much. That's unfortunate. I wish they would just concentrate like on one solid storyline, maybe two, because I get they had Batman, they had Detective Comics, but now they have like The Brave and the Bold and Batman and Robin and Batman and all this other stuff. And it's just like, it's too much for me, man.
It is a lot.
I'm out. I can't do it. And then, well, buddy, I got to go eat.
All right.
Taking a little bit of time. We're at 40 people. Maybe we can get two or three more people today.
Yeah.
And then we'll try to do this again.
Well, I know that you wanted to throw the gauntlet down on me for a food challenge. And honestly, food challenges, I live for them. The weekend's coming. Honestly, we're at 40 backers.
Yeah.
Honestly, I eat food challenges for food challenges. Wait, I eat food challenges for breakfast. If we hit 50 backers between you and I,
yeah,
and anyone else that's watching this, I mean, if we get to 50 backers, and that just means people sharing this, getting out to people that they know that might like this
Saturday.
Thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, we got a couple of days. It's Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday tomorrow.
Yeah,
Friday, Saturday. You know, if I wake up on Sunday morning, I'm cooking breakfast for my grandma, and we close out the weekend before the next week starts up, and we're at 50 backers. I'll pull some stuff out.
Oh God.
I'll start teasing it with some images and stuff like that, but you know, I see this thing move a little bit. I'm not doing a canned chicken, I will tell you that.
That was so gross, dude.
That was disgusting. They made the whole house smell. The dogs ran away. The dog that loves to eat anything She got scared. She was like,
well, yeah, she's like, no, what are you doing?
But I mean,
have you seen that old man trying to eat the gilda fish?
Oh,
the gilda fish, whatever. What do they call it?
Yeah.
Oh god, he's like, he's eating it. He's just like throwing up as he's eating it, basically. And it's just like, it's the sounds, man.
Sounds. I saw this dude make blue hot dogs.
Oh god.
So like, basically, it's like a Kool-Aid hot dog or whatever. I might do that. If people want to see me eat make a blue hot dog, maybe I'll make a blue hot dog.
There you go.
I'll get there. I will tell you this. I'll throw it out there right now. I got a couple of these pouch pickles. That sounds so weird to say out loud.
Pouch pickle.
It sounds dirty.
I was like couch pickle, and it sounds very dirty.
I got these pouch pickles. I got like a hot one and like a sour. So like, I don't know. One of those blue hot dog. I got, I like throwing things that shouldn't be thrown together into things. So we'll see what kind of food.
We'll see. Let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can get 50 backers by, let's do it by Saturday. That way.
You want to say by Saturday?
Well, let's, you want to do by Sunday? Okay. We'll do it by Sunday.
No, we'll get it by Saturday. Then I'll do the thing on Sunday night.
There you go. There you go. Let's try that. 50 backers by Saturday. We're going to do this.
Any level. Doesn't matter what you're backing at. Cool
call. I'm going to start calling people randomly.
Just so you can get this up. Just 10 more backers.
Nah. Hey.
To see. Started. I mean, I better make these blue hot dogs then.
That's right. Dude. I'm going to do that.
All right.
Thanks, you brother. I'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Laters. Peace.
Bye. Oops. It's not turning off. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.